Huh. Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what a sarnie should sound like. Go all crisp in with Walker's. Delicious.
Welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi, where insight becomes action. If you want more energy, better choices, stronger days, this one's for you. We're going to hit some important factors that can change your life. Now, DK, welcome back to The Advisor, and I want you to say hello and give us a quick version of who you are and teach us why mindset and nutrition became your obsession.
So hello to all, to you and all your audience. So for me, my wife and I, we've dealt with a lot of things. So from, I would say, 10 years, we've dealt with infertility, and my wife had health issues kind of go from there. She ended up having endometriosis. And she had a total hysterectomy. It was complicated. I talked pretty deep into that in another podcast, but I won't go too deep in that. But and then in 2024, my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so, when you hear the word cancer, your world is, pretty much turned upside down. It's really shaken. And so, our world was shaken. But then, I'm reading this book called The Breast Cancer Husband, and it pretty much says, you as a husband, be there for your wife for, all her treatments, for her just emotionally. And at the end of the book, it's saying like, hey, let your employer know what's going on with your wife, and that to ask for a flexible work schedule. And, I was really reluctant at first. I was like, I don't know if I should do this, but hey, the book said to do this, so I'm going to go do it. For me, I'm a very action oriented person. And so I'm like, all right, I did it. It was February 1st of 2024. I set up a meeting with my three managers, and I was like, hey, this is what's going on. My wife has breast cancer, and she's going to be going through, a year long treatment. And hey, can I work a flexible work schedule? I'll work weekends to whatever, work late night or whatever to make up my time. And then they said, yeah, that's fine. And then exactly a week after I disclosed that, they decided to lay me off. They gave me an excuse of, budget cuts or, whatever it was. And, I get it. It's business. And I became a liability because, I'll be out of work. I'll be, getting in and out of work, taking my wife to appointments, things like that. After I heard the news, I came home. At this point, my wife has already quit her job to start cancer treatment. And so, that night I came home when I heard the news of being laid off. Faith is a big part of my wife and I's life. So we prayed, but we didn't ask the question, why is this happening to us? Why does my wife get cancer? Why do I lose my job? Like, we didn't ask that question. Instead, we asked, why not us, God? And the follow-up question was, well, who can we help in the future or down the line? And so, I talk about reframing in my book, Mindset Metamorphosis. And that was something that I was kind of already doing even before I started writing it. And so, I just had to reframe it. And so, because, when you start thinking like, oh, why is this happening? Why is that? Why, asking the whys, you kind of spiral down into like this downward turn, and then you become like, oh, we're a victim, and the world is against us. But we didn't think that way because we wanted to take action. We wanted to own this cancer journey that we're on. And so, I talk about a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset in my book as well. A fixed mindset is someone that's like, oh, I kind of have all the answers. I don't really need to know anything. While growth mindset is like continually learning. And that's what we did. We didn't ask like, how do we get through cancer? We asked who has gone through cancer and what did they do? And so we read this book called Chris Beat Cancer. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Chris Work. or Crispy
Name sounds
Ginger.
familiar.
But anyway, so Chris Work, who wrote Chris Beat Cancer, he was like 25, 26 years old or something like that, had abdominal pain, checked into the ER, came back with results. Doctor says, oh, you have stage 3 or stage 4 colon cancer, and you have about 6 to 8 months to live, and you need to do surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, all this, and you might have a year to live. And then he ended up just going, he just got the surgery to remove the tumor, and then he changed his nutrition to a whole food plant-based diet, and he actually reversed his cancer, and now he's an advocate for, preventing cancer and surviving cancer and things like that. So that was the question that we asked, is, well, who's done this? And let's mirror what they did. And so after reading his book, we went on a full plant-based diet, a whole food plant-based diet, to basically counteract the cancer. And we read so many different nutrition books, and that was our growth mindset. We just did so much research on cancer and on nutrition itself. And if you look at cancer is nowadays is 5% is genetics. The other 95% of all cancer diagnosis is lifestyle. It's from your foods that you're eating. We live here in the United States. We live where everything is all ultra processed, sugary drinks. It's called the standard American diet, which spells sad, right? And like, our bodies aren't meant to process these ultra processed foods and all these sugary drinks. And so going back to that plant base, and honestly, we felt a big difference, like our energy level, just even about 3 weeks ago. So my wife is cancer free as of February of 2025. But my wife has to do follow-ups like every 6 months for the next 2 years because she had an aggressive cancer. And so, we're at the doctor's office, doctor comes in, and she's like, wow, telling my wife, you look amazing. And she's like, whatever you're doing, keep doing what you're doing, because you are the best looking patient that I have seen in a very, very long time. And for us, that spoke volume, because it was our food, but also we decreased our stress. And so that's kind of how that kind of happened. And so, kind of going back on, there was a point where, I lost my job and my wife started chemotherapy treatments. And at this point, I didn't have any health insurance. And so we got a bill from the hospital for one chemo treatment was $80,000 without any health insurance. Luckily, I mean, I made a bunch of phone calls, but, we ended up getting COBRA insurance, and, that paid for it. But with everything going on, like with chemo, radiation, surgery, MRIs, X-rays, doctor follow-ups, I mean, our yearly bill would have been over $1 million. And at this point, so I lost my job in February 2024. I didn't have a job until December of 2024. So I went like 9, 10 months without any income, both of us. And we both applied for, food stamps, for unemployment. My wife applied for disability, and we got denied on every single one of those. And for me, it's, if you can prevent cancer, if we can stop eating these ultra processed foods and stop drinking all these sugary drinks, we will be in a better place. Like, do you want to pay $10 for organic carrots, or do you want to pay $80,000 bill for one chemo treatment? And so, I wrote another book called The Kimchi Connection Cookbook. And that kind of came about of, so my parents owned a restaurant. I grew up in Missouri, and I moved to Texas in 2016. And so I grew up eating kimchi breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if you're not familiar with kimchi, it's a fermented food. It's kind of spicy. It's kind of like a little side dish. But I was craving it. I was missing it. So I bought some at the store, and I just didn't like it. The kimchi was in plastic containers. And whenever you put like foods in like plastic containers, the food actually absorbs the microplastics, and then you start ingesting it into your system. And so I went back home, back to Missouri for like a weekend, and I was like, hey, teach me how to make kimchi. And then I would make it myself. I would bring it to work, And all my coworkers would be asking, like, hey, like, what is that? Can I try some? I was like, yeah, sure. It's kimchi. And, they didn't know what it was. And then one person tried it, and then they told another person, and they told another person. And then it got to the point where people were asking me, like, oh, are you selling kimchi? And I'm like, not really, but sure. Like, okay, yeah, you can buy some. And then the next question always came up, well, what do I do with it now? And so, because I always got the question, how do I use kimchi, or do I just eat it out of the jar, or what do I do? And so I made this cookbook where you're integrating kimchi into different dishes, but it's also with fermented foods. I wanted to educate people as well, because you get probiotics, there's a big gut brain health connection, and there's about 70% of your immune system sits in your gut. And so I wanted to not only help people, educate people with kimchi, but also to be healthier. And so that's kind of how that book kind of came about. And yeah, I mean, there's just so many good probiotics with fermented foods. And not only kimchi, it's like there's sauerkraut and miso, and there's other things that I think we should incorporate into our daily nutrition, because there's that term, like feeling brain fog and a leaky gut. Fermented foods will actually help with that, because like I said, there's a gut and brain connection. If you have a leaky gut and you're putting terrible stuff into your gut, well, your brain is like, oh, I feel sluggish, I don't want to do anything. And that's where the ultra processed foods come from. And that's why we live in the United States, where we're one of the most obese countries in the world, and obesity leads to heart disease, leads to inflammation, leads to autoimmune disease. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And so, for me, I wanted to help people in that. And so, that's kind of a, I guess, long story for my introduction, per se. So, yeah.
Well, it's so true. I can go on forever when it comes to the food industry because it makes me so angry because, we are one of the most obese countries in the world. And like you said, all these different diseases are linked to obesity. And diabetes tripled. We have mostly all the processed foods are, they're piled with different sugars and preservatives to keep them, longer, fresher, longer. I wouldn't even say the word fresher, but you know what I mean. And so they can stay on the shelves longer, basically.
Line, yeah.
And so, you look at back at the back of a lot of these labels and they have dyes in them and they, carrots are dipped in chlorine and, they have, all these different things, even the candies, the Swedish fish that, that were so popular when we were growing up, they're dipped in car wax, to make them shiny.
Oof.
And so, you put all these things and even dyes, the, they make all the, and they use dyes just to make a lot of the food comes very clear, when it's brought into the markets and before they're manufactured and sent out to the different stores, they have a lot of dyes that are put in them to make them colorful and they look yummier and all those dyes are cancer causing dyes, so, there are so many ingredients that, that are banned in other countries that we allow in our country, all for the purpose of making money. And it's very sad because we have so many people with so many diseases, and you have all these medications that are coming out to cure these diseases. And a lot of these medications have so many harsh side effects for many people. I had a family member that, they gave him this medication and he had a reaction to it and he got put on dialysis, and from the medication, when all we can do is something so simple like clean eating, clean eating, you do clean eating for 1 week and you will notice a significant change in your health. It's as simple as that, people don't even realize the difference that their body will make in such a short period of time. If you detox your body from all the unhealthy foods, you start flushing it out with lots of water, maybe drink tea, and you cut out all the sugars and you start eating these fresh, clean foods, You will see a significant difference in your health, and you will drop weight quick. You don't have to do the billion-dollar weight loss business. You could actually you lose weight rapidly just by eating clean. So when you started to change your eating habits and you started to eat clean, your wife started to eat clean. How long did it take you and your wife to start changing in your health?
Yeah, so for my wife and I, it was different because my wife was going through, cancer treatment and chemo. With chemotherapy, it's like a nuclear bomb that goes off in your immune system. It kills the good and the bad. It doesn't matter. And so for me, I grew up eating pretty clean anyway. I ate a traditional Korean diet, pretty much breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I didn't eat a whole lot of red meat growing up. My diet was mainly just vegetables. And so a quick experiment that I did on myself. So I started doing martial arts at the age of five, and I really started getting serious into my training around age 12. And so and like I said, my parents owned a restaurant, and because my parents owned that restaurant, I had soda available to me pretty much 24/7. And I drank a lot of soda. I mean, more than your average 5, 6-year-old would probably be should be drinking at the time, because my parents had a restaurant. And so when I was 12, I did this experiment on myself where I was like, I wonder what sodas will do to my athletic performance. And so I did an experiment. One day I was like, all right, I drank, I don't know, like a glass of soda, and then I ran 3 miles, and I felt thirsty, I felt tired, I felt like I couldn't go any further. Then the next day, I'm like, all right, let me try without drinking any soda. So I drank a glass of water this time. And it was the same time, same route. I ran the 3 miles, but this time I felt better. I felt more energized, and I didn't feel sluggish. And I was like, I can go run another 3 miles right now. And then ever since then, I actually just stopped drinking soda, because then for me, even at age 12, I was like, there was like this connection of like, oh, like food or what I put in my system is going to help me with my performance athletic wise. And so I always kind of eat pretty clean. And so I didn't really see the difference in mine, because I was already pretty clean anyway. But I think my wife, maybe because of the chemo, I think it took her about 6 weeks before she was starting to feel like better and having a little more energy. And but then we don't know, it could have been also the steroids too that were like where she's like bouncing up and down the walls. And so I don't know. I mean, as she's done with all her chemo treatments now, like I said before, her doctor came in and just said she is like the best looking patient. And so I truly believe that's the food that we're putting in.
I
And
agree.
that was an entire year of chemo treatments, but then also still getting good, clean nutrition. I mean, I can't speak for her, but for me, I was like, oh, this is nothing new to me. I mean, like my body's kind of already used to it. And because I know when I eat like fast food or junk food, I'm like, I feel terrible. Like, I just feel really sluggish and I don't feel like doing anything. And so I like that feeling. And so, yeah, I mean, I think for my wife, it took her about 6 weeks. Yeah.
That's actually very quick, considering what everything she was going through, that she started feeling better, in 6 weeks after changing, the way she ate and doing things a little bit differently in her lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's actually very quick, to be honest with you. Now, were there other things that you swapped out in your diet and things that you changed in your life that you think had a major impact?
I mean, yeah, we completely cut meat out, but I think what we added juicing. A lot of the nutrition books talked about carrot juice and like getting the beta carotenes, things like that. Another thing that we added was broccoli sprouts. So we're reading a book about something that they mentioned broccoli sprouts, and they said that broccoli sprouts has 10 times more cancer-fighting compounds than regular broccoli. And they're like, you can easily grow them. Just buy a little growing kit, fill it with water, wash it about 3 to 5 days, and you'll get your own. And then we just started adding it into our smoothies, into our salads, and we're like, hey, I mean, broccoli sprouts, they're like really cheap, and they're like an awesome superfood with cancer fighting ingredients. So like, all right, let's do that. So that's something that we added. I mean, of course, different types of like different smoothies, a lot of the frozen like blueberries, the antioxidants, did some celery juicing as well. I think those are the main things that we've kind of added to our diet. And took out the meat, so, and all the ultra processed foods. So, I mean, I didn't eat a whole lot of that, but
Yeah, I love that. Now, when it comes to like stress, like what would what would you suggest for when it comes to like a stressed parent, no time, fix the day with one mindset, one meal, one tweak, like someone that is always on the go and just totally stressed out, what advice would you give them?
I talk about this in my book. There, because I was that person. I was stressed. I was really, really stressed. No job and with cancer. Something that helped me was, mindful breathing. Something like box breathing, where you inhale for four and you kind of draw a box, and then you exhale for four, draw a box. That really helps calm down your nervous system. Meditation. You can meditate sitting down, laying down, standing up. It doesn't have to be 20 minutes. Start small. Maybe even just take a minute, focus on your breathing, and just kind of clear your mind. I talk about morning routines. For me, a morning routine is for me is I wake up, I brush my teeth and things like that, but then for me, like, faith is a big part, so I read the Bible. That gets me connected and kind of grounded at the same time, and kind of makes me think like, okay, like there's other people out there that has it a lot worse than I do, and just to really focus on like the bigger picture. And so, but sleep is a big thing too. We'll spend, I talk about sleep, we'll spend about a third of our lives sleeping, and I say an hour before bedtime, close down all electronics, because electronics, there's that blue light and makes us think that it's daylight outside and makes us want to stay up longer. And then, it's like, then your cortisol levels go up, your stress levels go up because, lack of sleep. Even with here in the United States, we do a time change in the spring and the fall, right? That 1 hour difference, the next day, there's more heart attacks, more car accidents than ever. And it's just 1 hour. But think about how that it compounds in your daily life of sleep when you're like, oh, I'm going to stay up till 11 p.m. and I got to be up at 5, when you could have been sleeping at 9 and be up at 5, had more clarity and more energy. And so an hour makes a big difference.
It does.
It does. And that helps regulate that sleep, that stress. And so, I definitely do talk about that. I think you mentioned hydration. I talk about hydration in my book as well, that my rule of thumb is I say drink half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 100 pounds, drink 50 ounces a day. And when even like, what is it, 1% dehydration or 3% dehydration, it affects your brain in so many ways. Like cognitively, you can't think straight. That point where, workers are working outside in the heat, and there's a point where they stop sweating. They're at the point where it's like heat exhaustion, and then heat exhaustion goes straight to heat stroke, and that's really bad. I mean, even if you're dehydrated just a little bit, is not good for you, especially if you're working out in the heat. So water, replenish that water. Our bodies are made up like 70% water, so why not drink water, right? And so drinking the Starbucks, and the water will actually help decrease inflammation, decrease stress, and help you have better mental clarity. So those are some things that has helped me that I put into the book to help somebody else out. Because I know we live in the United States, everybody wants that Starbucks drink, everybody wants that Coke or whatever it is, but all these things are making you dehydrated. And so, I truly believe water is a big component as well. So, yeah.
And the funny thing is, most people don't drink enough of water. That's
No.
like one of the biggest problems, too.
Yeah, that is very true.
Was it hard for you to get off the sugar?
No, not really. Like I said, when I think at first when I was like 12, drinking all that amount of soda, I don't know, I was probably drinking like 64 ounces a day, probably of soda. I think at first I had headaches, but after a while, I just like, I don't need it. And I haven't drank soda since I was 12. So, and I don't really eat or drink a lot of sugary things. Like I eat natural fruits with natural sugars in it. And that honestly crave that satisfies my sugar craving is just eating fruit. Like an apple or some blueberries or watermelon or something. And I'm like, I don't need that cake. I don't need that dessert because my dessert is fruit and I feel so much better. So,
I
yeah.
agree with you. When I cut out sugar, it was like getting off of heroin. And then, when I eat something like fruit, natural sugars, it tastes refreshing. When if I taste something like a piece of cake or something that has like sugar in it, it's like too sweet for me
Yeah,
now. Like,
it is,
I
yeah.
like it, and it feels a lot of those foods after you cut them out of your diet for so long, when you taste them, it almost tastes like cardboard, some of those popcorns now to me. You could taste the process. You see the difference between the
It's
fresh and the,
artificial,
yeah. And it's a, you know, and instead of just like liking it, it's like a big dislike for me now,
In here, I agree.
When it comes to like entrepreneurial burnout, like what's your advice for people? Because there's so many people out there that they're in a rush. They're not eating healthy because they're just grabbing the first thing. I got to get this done. I got that. Got to get that done. They're constantly worrying about something, in their business, and they're just totally stressed out. They don't have any balance in their life. And when you do that, you pretty much break down the walls of your immune system. You're opening yourself to illness. There's lots of things, and eventually people crash, when they're going through burnout. What's your advice to people when they're going through, entrepreneurial burnout?
I would say take time for yourself. Do some self-care. Like I talked about meditation, being in the Bible, whatever. I mean, get a massage, go outside, get some sunlight, walk, spend some time in nature. I mean, sometimes you got to think at the end of the day, is it really going to matter? Like if, and I get that there's a time to hustle, but when you're feeling burnt out and you're not taking care of yourself, like no, like start eating better, get better sleep, get some exercise, and put it on your calendar if you need to. Like just write on the calendar, like, hey, I'm gonna wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm gonna go for outside for a 20-minute walk. And that's all it might take for you to get some fresh air, spend some time in nature, get some sunlight, get some steps in. I mean, actually, there's so many studies with exercise and how it helps with stress and with your cortisol levels, and it just helps, you get the happy hormones, the endorphins. And so I would say get some exercise. For me, when my wife was going through, all her treatments and I was out of a job, like that was my safe haven per se. For me, I do Spartan races. And so I don't know if you're familiar with the Spartan race.
I'm familiar with it, yes.
Okay, so I mean, I don't know if your listeners are, but a Spartan race is anything with a like a trail run with certain obstacles while you're doing this. And so back in 2023, at the end of 2023, I did a Spartan Ultra 50K. So it's like 33 miles with 60 obstacles. And so and this kind of ties in with your mindset as well. As I'm doing this, you do one loop, 25K, 30 obstacles. You go back to the starting line, you go back out, do the same loop for another 25K, 30 obstacles. So when I was doing this, when things went wrong. Like everything that went wrong. I dropped a boulder on my toe. I had a nosebleed. I lost my gloves. I tore my hands. Like my hands were like cut and bleeding from like rope burns. My tracker got stuck on an obstacle. I had to run an extra half mile to go pick it up. I ate way too many Clif Bars. I had too many Camelbacks with me. Like all these things were going wrong with me, right? As I'm going through the second loop, people saying, "Oh, this race is too hard," or "I'm never going to finish," or "I'm just not good enough to finish." But these people thinking it and saying these things out loud, and I didn't listen to them. And so my mind was like, "I can and I will finish this race." And even at the beginning of the race, the announcer's like, "There's about 600 of you guys in this race, and it's about a 50% fail rate from the get-go." And once you start thinking these things in your mind, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, you thought that. Well, these people didn't finish, because I know they didn't finish, because the outcome was about 300 people actually finished. And I took 12 and a half hours, but I still finished, even in despite of all the things that were going wrong. And so, just that mindset of, if you think you can't do it, you can't do it. And it goes back to, that same question, what you were saying earlier is, how do people deal with stress? And exercise was one thing for me, but a lot of people's stress is like, "Oh, I can't do this," or "I'm burnt out." Well, if you start saying you're burnt out, you are burnt out then at that point. And so, with that 50K, it really taught me a lot of life parallels. And because in life, we're gonna have obstacles, and as far as an obstacle, I mean, there's some crazy stuff, like you have to do, crawl under a barbed wire, rope climb, go over a wall. But those obstacles in life happen, and how do you go through it, around it, over it, under it, whatever? With my wife's cancer diagnosis, like, so the easy thing for people to do is walk away and just to like stop and turn around the other direction. Like, "I quit. This is too hard." And that's what people were doing at the Spartan race. And that's the same with life. And, one thing, because I was at pretty much all my wife's treatments, a lot of the like nursing staff and the medical team, they just like pulled me aside, and they just said, like, we just admire you, and we are inspired by you, because you are one of the very few husbands that are there for your wife." And they told me that most husbands, they just bail out, or they file for divorce, and they just want to run away, and just like not deal with it. And so, it really taught me to that resilience to just like push through and keep showing up and keep going. And so, like I said before, martial arts is a big part of my life. When you're doing martial arts, when someone's trying to kick you in the face or punch you in the face, people, again, they want to run away, because it's going to hurt, and it's very scary. It's the same with life. When those unexpected punches come, how do you respond to it? Do you run away, or do you tackle it head on? And so, yeah, like I truly believe exercise is one of those things that is a must for everybody, that they should be doing to help deal with stress, because it helped me deal with the stresses that were I was dealing with.
That's kudos to you. Now, you wrote a book. I want you to tell everybody a little about your book, why you wrote it, and tell us where you can also find it.
Okay. So my book is Mindset Metamorphosis. I actually have two books. The other one is the Kimchi Connection Cookbook, which I mentioned earlier. But Mindset Metamorphosis came about when I lost my job. And I was just basically journaling. I was journaling my thoughts down on paper. But then, for some reason, because we prayed before, when I lost my job, that who can we help in the future? And so as I'm journaling, I'm like just thinking, well, maybe this book, obviously it's there to help me, because I wanted something to get me through all the stress and being overwhelmed and feeling stuck. But then I wrote it in a way where it could help someone else out, that how to deal with stress, like mindful eating, mindful breathing, sleep habits, how to get unstuck, start building different habits, like habit stacking. Well, let's say theoretically, let's say every single day, this is what your morning routine is. You brew a fresh cup of coffee, right? And you like old school style where you have the filter and you pour the coffee grounds into the filter and let it brew, right? And let's just theoretically say it takes 2 minutes to brew. And let's say you have a goal of, I want to lose weight, or I want to get stronger, or I want to get back in shape, but not knowing where to start. So while your coffee is brewing for that 2 minutes, instead of scrolling on your phone on social media or doing, I don't know, reading the newspaper or whatever, or watching TV or whatever it is, why don't you add some push-ups, just even one push-up during that 2 minute time frame? Now you're being productive, but now you're also reaching your goal of, I want to get better in shape. And people ask me, it's like, well, it's just one push-up. But I'm like, yeah, but it's every single day, because you're just stacking it with a habit that you already do with drinking your coffee. So if you look at the bigger picture, what's a year from now? How many push-ups is that? That's 365 push-ups, and then that's an entire year. That's 365 push-ups that you wouldn't have done otherwise. But now you're building strength and you're building confidence. You might throw in two push-ups a day after 6 months or 7 months, or even three or four push-ups. And then before you know it, you're doing 1,000 push-ups in an entire year without even doing anything new. And so, I talk about like building those habits. If you're like a couch potato, and you're overweight and obese and don't know where to start, I'm like, well, start with just putting your shoes on. That's a win. Tomorrow, walk to the mailbox. That's a win. And celebrate those small wins, because we're human. Like, we need that encouragement. And then as you go further, you'll walk down to the neighbor's mailbox, and then the second neighbor's mailbox or whatever, and then build upon that. Like, don't just go out and run like a 5K when you haven't done any exercises for like 5 years. Like, you're gonna have a heart attack, or you might pull a muscle or something like that. Like, just start small and build up to that. And so, yeah, those are some of the things that I talk about in my book. I talk about hydration as well. I mentioned earlier. I talk about mindful eating. When's the last time we actually put down our phone, stop the emails, don't turn on the TV, and just look at your food? Chew 20 times, swallow it, because there's this time delay between like your stomach being actually full and your brain telling you you're actually full. There's about 20 minutes, and we're just always like stuffing our face, like, oh, I don't think I'm full, or I'm bored, oh, I'm gonna go eat something. No, like, just take your time, enjoy the food, and eat, chew 20 times. And so then you're giving your digestive system a break. Because if you just like chew two times and swallow, your stomach and everything else has to break all that down. But if you can mechanically break it down in your mouth first and then swallow, you're gonna feel so much better. And it's not gonna hurt, because your stomach is like, oh, okay, I could actually break these down and pass it through into the digestive system. So those are some things that I talk about. I talked about the fixed versus a growth mindset. Like I said, martial arts is a big part. One thing my instructor always told me when I was like really young, he's like, every time you walk into that door, you are a white belt. And I'm like, can't you see it? Like, I'm a black belt. The mentality of to never stop learning, to be willing to grow, and that you don't have all the answers. We need community. We need other people. And so, I talk about that community. Find it on Facebook. Find it within, our church. Like, we're a big part of our church, our community, friends, family. Like, find that community, because they will help you. And so, never stop learning. Like, be humble. And there's so many things to learn. There's so many languages to learn. There's so many topics to learn about. And like, if you look at Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, they read like a book a day, or whatever it is. I know they read a lot, but they're always wanting to learn. And so, yeah, I talk about that too. Like, go to seminars, go to like business seminars, financial seminars. I'm sure you'll learn something new and be able to apply it. And my book is really about taking action for your life, however small it is, but also celebrate those wins and take those breaks, take those pauses, because
Yeah.
like you said, we're human. We're gonna face burnout if we
Oh,
just
yeah.
keep going. We're not machines. Even machines break. So,
Exactly.
like take that time to self-care and take a break. And yeah, so those are some of the things that I really talk about in the book to really help people get unstuck and to really deal with their stress.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, where can people find your book?
My book is on Amazon. Both books are on Amazon. So my Mindset Metamorphosis is on Audible. It's a Kindle version and paperback. And then my Kimchi Connection Cookbook is just a paperback and the Kindle version.
Excellent, excellent. Now, before we go, you had promised us, we had talked to the listeners and we said you're going to give us five concrete actions. So, what are the five concrete actions that people can take for the next 7 days to help improve their overall health?
Oh man, I feel like I already given like 20 already, but yeah, like I said, never stop learning is one. I think number two, start small, whatever you're trying to do, whether it be a business or exercise or nutrition, start small. Number three, read books. Books are like the best mentor.
Yeah.
Number four, I talk about this in my book as well. Find a mentor, someone that's done it before you. If you're trying to start a business, find someone that has started that business and is successful or something,
Yeah.
number five, I would say get tied in with community. We as humans are not meant to do this alone. Even beginning of time, Adam and Eve. Adam was
Yeah.
created first, and then God's like, all right, here's Eve, a suitable helper for you. That's something I had to rely on was when I lost my job, I just had to rely on community. So I would say
Right.
those five things are pretty good. I mean, I would say get my book too. I mean, I guess a sixth one, but I mean, that's part of reading books, I guess. But yeah.
I think that's awesome. I think today's information that you provided was amazing. I think people have to realize that how powerful food for medicine it really is. Like I was able to, heal my entire body through changing the way I just detoxed my entire body. I flushed out my body and drank tons of water. And I bought a big tumbler. So this is how I knew I had to drink more water. And I knew, if I w wasn't drinking enough, and I would have that tumbler and I would take it with me all over the place. And then I just ate clean, like you were talking about, and how you stressed, and what a difference it made. And my health changed tremendously. I improved in so many areas of my life through food for medicine. I think people rely sometimes too much on a lot of the things they see on TV or a lot of the promises they see on the social media, when all it is the simplest way to really heal yourself is by really being careful what you put in your mouth. And, because the foods we put in our mouth can make a humongous difference on who, what our overall health is going to be, and, I say, like, you make believe you're a podium and make believe you're the trophy and treat yourself like you're a trophy. And everything you put in your mouth, think twice. Does my body really need that? We always want to, maybe have a snack here or treat ourselves for this. But overall, we have to be careful. Like, what are we really putting in our body on a daily basis? And how is that going to affect me? Because it could prevent illness. Or it could keep you healthy in the present. And these are the things that we want for ourselves. And everything that you mentioned today is huge. Even the stress part, learning how to cope with stress is huge, because if you don't learn how to cope with stress, you are going to open yourself up to a very bad, low, broken immune system, which will invite every illness and disease into your body. And there's so many ways, like you mentioned, meditation is great. Doing exercise is great. There are so many ways that you can breathe in exercises, like you mentioned. These are all different easy techniques, and like one push-up a day. Yeah, that's all you need. When I was getting back into the health of things, and I wasn't exercising for a while because of medical reasons. I started out just doing easy exercises and not that many each day, and I built myself up. But I'll tell you, those few of them made a difference. You know, people think, oh, you have to be in the gym 5 or 6 hours. No, that's not true. Doing one simple exercise and doing a couple each day can make a humongous difference, you know. It's very simple. I think we make things too complex and we believe too many things that we hear on the outside world. And I like what you said about also eating healthy and at the dinner table or at the lunch, having lunch or even breakfast, taking your time to eat and really not looking at your phone and just focusing on your food. That's important. That's really important. And I think that's something that many people have lost. And I'm a victim of it every once in a while too. But when I sit there and I do eat and I focus on my food and I'm eating slow, I fill up a lot quicker, I eat a lot less, and I feel a lot better after the meal. So it does make a humongous difference. And I think, what you talk about is huge. I think people should definitely read your book because I think, it will make a difference in people's lives because I follow a lot of the things that you do, and I've noticed a huge difference in my life. And that I want to try to get your cookbook because I'd like to learn some of the recipes, that you mentioned because I think, it's nice when we try different things, and sometimes just different things, could be very healthy for your body. You didn't even realize, how healthy if you add a certain foods together and you do it a certain way, because certain ways people teach you to cook, the nutrients comes right out of the food because you're cooking it the wrong way. So I think that's great that you wrote a cookbook and then you talked about mindset and you talked about eating the right foods and really how to live your life overall healthy. And so I commend you because you went through a lot in life, you overcame a lot, and now you're helping others. So kudos to you.
Yeah, thank you. I do want to leave one thing as you were talking about like that starting small, but like using that one sorry so I was going to leave with we have one mind, one body, one life. How are we treating it? And the Bible talks about our bodies are temples. And so if you think about life, what if you only had one car in your entire life? How would you treat it? You can't just trade in a car. You can't trade in your body. If you're putting in junk, well, your body's going to deteriorate and not do well. So, treat your body like it's like a trophy or like a podium. That's where, yeah, you're saying, or like a temple, as the Bible says. And like I said, you got one mind, one body, one life. Do the most with it. So.
Very well put. Definitely. 100%. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. I hope you'll come back. I really enjoyed everything you talked about, and this has been amazing. Thank you so much, DK.
Thank you. You've been a wonderful host.
Thank you so much. And you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.